This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Good afternoon. Today I am here with the chairman and the apprentice. I guess I would call them the sorcerer and the apprentice. Two of Melbourne's finest aficionados of all things sweet. Because, of course, next weekend is Sweet Fest. We're going to talk all about that and get a little bit of sugar in our system. Some of us might need it. We are talking cravings because we do this every Saturday. It is 7 minutes past one. Good afternoon, Pete Dillon. Returning to, I tell you what, this is the busiest time of the year. Last week we had the joy of Diego Munoz from Peru and Sat Baines from the UK and Ashley Palmer-Watts, who is the exec chef at Dinner by Heston Blumenthal. That was a big show. This week is going to be equally as big and next week is going to be even bigger. I am delighted to welcome, I don't know why I'm allowed to call her the chairman, but that is the reference I've been given. You've met her before. Her name is Philippa Sibley. Welcome back to Cravings.
Thank you, darling.
It's a joy to have you back.
It's a joy to be
and
here.
And you're looking marvellous.
Thank you.
Given how busy you are.
Yes.
I've got a little bit going on.
Yeah, I'm feeling a bit ADD because I've got so much going on. So,
That's all right. You've enlisted some very good help, I understand.
Sorry?
You've enlisted some very good help.
I have indeed.
And I know that she'll be listening.
Yes, I hope so.
So I think it's time to break out a bottle of Chablis and you know what else, Mel Young. Welcome, Philippa. Also in the studio, a man we haven't met before but delighted to have him here as well. His name is Bernard Chu. He is from Lux Bite. He is also a very talented young man. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure. We should talk about Lux Bite and what it is because there's many people who would not know.
Oh, look, we are a patisserie, originally from South Yarra. We're still in South Yarra, about 5 years old now.
5 years old?
Yep.
And we've not had you yet in this studio. That is an outrage in itself.
It is. It's an abomination.
It is an abomination. We like that word in this community. Tell me, how did you kids meet? Because you've worked almost together before.
Yeah, kind of. We met at Lux. Not Lux, for goodness sake. We met at Com. No, it would have been about four years ago or something.
No, longer than that. We had Luxbury for 5 years, so 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, so 7 years.
Bernard was clearly about 12.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He still looks like he is.
Yes, he does. He's still look like it. How do you work in this industry and not look haggard like the rest of us? Sorry, I'm not suggesting you look haggard, by the way. I do. It's you obviously keep interesting
passion.
Hours as well.
Passion.
Because don't you pastry cooks all get up in the middle of the night and go to work?
That's what...
Only in our dreams.
Or do you have minions for that now?
Well, people always thought we work, you know, all night, but we don't. But the only thing that I always stress about is also we all look very cool on TV, but we are not as well. You know? Like we're not
speak for yourself, mate.
We work all night, but we don't look as cool on TV as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why they won't let me on television. Radio is a very good medium for me.
Mm. Me too today, definitely.
We are. I need to say some thank yous first of all. Thank you, Jake Smithhurst, my lovely newsreader, who I get to see every Saturday, smiling young Jake. I need to say thank you to Dean Beck, of course, for Word for Word, and to Mushin Program Support, who diligently takes care of my guests when they arrive. So thank you to all of you for being a part of the Extended Cravings family, because it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. We're talking today sweets because it's what you both do. Mm-hmm. Philippa, you've got very big news for all of our listeners about your new venture, which is about to happen. And also, next weekend is a great big celebration. I need to tell you that on Drive this coming Thursday, you're going to meet Doug and Brian, who are, of course, from the Big Gay Ice Cream in New York. I'm very excited to have them. You're going to meet them on Drive first on Thursday with Chris and Cam. And then next Saturday, you are also going to meet them along with the superstar that is Magnus Nielsen. And also Lance Rosen.
The Viking.
Yes, the Viking. Lance Rosen, who's written a book about barbecue. So we've got barbecue and we've got ice cream and we've got favican. Mm-hmm. I don't know what's going to be the thread of that program, but that's going to be a very exciting program next Saturday, as today is. So let's talk a little bit about Sweetfest. So next weekend, running for a couple of days at the meat market in North Melbourne. So very close to my home.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about your involvement with Sweetfest. I'll start with you, Philip.
Well, Jemima got in contact with me and asked me if I'd like to be a part of it, and I said yes and came up with a bit of a quirky idea to hopefully I'll get some people up on stage and read a recipe to them and
make them cook
see what they like. For example, lining, make sure you line the tart shell very well with foil and make sure there's no creases and fill them, and people just go plonk, plonk, and all the pastry melts in. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? So this is yours and this is mine.
Yes.
So this is where people
look,
go,
and this is how it shouldn't
how
look.
How can I write a recipe so that you'll understand why? I'm going to be a bit cheeky.
No, that's good. Yeah. That's good.
But it's very important to do certain things, and people, it just either goes over their head or, you know,
they don't understand.
Mine didn't work out.
It's they like, don't
well,
understand
you
maybe
the
what the
properly.
Terms. Maybe it's the terminology. So you're going to help people understand the simplicity of cooking.
Yeah, well, that's why the books that I've done have quite you need to be shown. Some people need to be actually shown.
Mm.
So I never made puff pastry, for example, from a recipe ever until I was shown how to do it physically. So, which is what I try and do in my books.
Need a good set of shoulders for puff pastry.
Or a
dough break. Yeah. Most homes don't have a dough break. So, yes, a good set of shoulders for puff pastry. And, Bernard, what are you doing at Sweetfest?
So, Luxbo will have a stall there. And I'm also going to be on stage demonstrating one of the biggest selling dessert at work, which is called the Be My Love.
Yes.
It's a chocolate mousse with raspberry crema with a flourless chocolate sponge, and it looks lovely. And why is it the biggest selling? Is because it's gluten-free and nut-free at the same time. So
It's not vegan, is it?
It's
not
such
vegan.
A thing these
Good.
Days.
Yeah, because I moved from Malaysia. We don't have allergy a lot of, like, it's not a big issue back home. In Australia, as soon as I arrived 12 years ago, and I learned straight away in a restaurant we always have allergy, and so I create a cake for gluten-free and nut-free,
but also for the dessert lover who wants to throw their face onto something that looks really delicious. We are going to talk all about the throwing your face onto delicious things as this hour progresses. It's 30 minutes past one. You are here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. We'll be back in a second.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, any show, anytime. joy.org.au.
Bonjour, I am Gabriel Gatte. You are listening to Cravings with Peter Dillon on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We were having a discussion because you threw a little handball at me, which gives me an opportunity to move away from Sweetfest just for a second, talking about allergies. I have an allergy to a particular enzyme that is in some fruit, and it makes me very, very ill. Philippa, I think you're a bit the same.
Well, I am figs especially, which is in the same sort of group as pineapple and kiwi fruit. They're three fruits that can't be set by gelatin.
And custard apples.
Okay, they're pretty gross anyway.
Well, they're
but it's for me, it's more of a contact. I'm topically allergic to flour as well, which is hilarious.
Kind of interesting for somebody who works with pastry, my dear.
Yes, I know. Oh, my goodness, what was I thinking? And desserts is stress belt backwards as well, which is, wish I'd known that before.
I had never. That's really clever. Yep. Stressed spelt backwards is desserts.
You knew that, right?
Yep.
I think there's a book title in there somewhere. Stressed.
Oh yeah, it's
backwards.
It's in my book. Yeah, definitely.
So the allergies you're saying in Malaysia, food allergies aren't.
It's not a big issue. No.
Not a big issue.
Yeah, we work in food industry. Back home, we don't really have. We don't really learn that. No. Mm. Yeah.
So does that tell me that because of the way Malaysian people eat, which is sort of quite traditionally, and there's a lot of nuts in.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's Malaysian. I would say it's the whole Asian. And because I just read an article recently about Australian parents should look into how Asian parents raise their kid.
Yep.
Feeding them peanut butter at a very young age.
But also eating these things when people think they shouldn't eat. Certain things when they're pregnant, like
soft cheese smoked goods.
Well, that soft cheese is, people avoiding eating nuts, for example, could actually lead to these children being intolerant. So that's an interesting study. It's very interesting, actually.
I'm sure there's a whole body of work that could be done because I think that's fascinating. And I was watching, Jamie, and you're probably going to both lean across and punch me in the head, but Jamie Oliver's doing a new series.
I love
it. At the moment, that's talking about superfood.
Yeah.
And he was, in an episode I saw this week, he was in Costa Rica and he was also in Greece. And there was communities of people who are in their 90s and still working. Mm. Because they put it down to the way they eat. And I think because we've got so much crap in our diet and people rely so much on going to somewhere that's a drive-thru, except for Robbie's Burger Bar in St Kilda. My apologies, Robbie, St Kilda Burger Bar, where there is a drive-thru. And unless it's a liquor store, don't go through there.
Mm. Unless it's a liquor store.
You must go through a drive-through liquor store. a drive-through coffee place, you're not going to get good coffee. A drive-through meal place, you're not going to get a good meal. Mm. Avoid them. Anything that has a drive-through, except for the St Kilda Burger Bar.
Maybe someone should change that.
Yep.
To a drive-through dessert bar.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
I'm sure my 16-year-old son would prefer to be there working in one of those than at McDonald's this afternoon.
There is a business plan that is forming, and by 2 o'clock, I'm sure we're going to have it all down pat. Speaking of business plans, I'm sure, Philippa, you've been busy writing one because you're about to launch a new business.
Well, yes, definitely, with a dear friend of mine. We're going to launch a range of products, a limited range before Christmas, a little pop-up that a good friend of mine has loaned me, which is a site that is lending me, which is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's near the corner of Bridge and Church, so we'll be selling in Richmond. Sorbets mostly, because I'm the ambassador for PacoJet, so I have quite an access to PacoJet and other products.
For those playing at home, a PacoJet is a
beautiful ice cream machine. Yes, allows you to drop a lot of sugar out of, because it's churned to order. You can drop a lot of sugar out of things, so it's going to be quite a healthy range for this particular store. So that's going to be fun, and I'll be there. So I'm going to have to be. I haven't got any staff yet.
If you're looking for a job, 0427 Joy 949, send Philippa a text message.
Only if you don't want to get paid.
That happens. People work for, it's called an internship.
Internship, yes.
Or an apprenticeship.
Or a stage.
Either or.
A stage,
there you go. Or an apprenticeship. And when is this likely to be?
Hopefully very early in December.
Yes.
And there'll be a savoury range as well. So it'll be, money for jam, essentially, kind of idea. And ice cream. Ice creams and sorbets are just like they're popping up all over the place.
Gelato Messina going absolutely berserk. Yeah, they'll be there at Sweet Fest next weekend, by the way. They're going berserk. It's really. I'm Gelato Tino is the other one that's also.
Is that the one opposite Nova in Carlton?
I think so.
I have to do a bit of research.
Yeah, no, I'm having a little look now as we talk.
But these will be very healthy, healthy. And that's one thing I have learnt, as Bernard was mentioning, that dietary requirements, whether or not they're legitimate, often, of course, they are. That's going to be a bit of an inspiration.
Consideration.
Yeah, exactly.
So Gelato Tino is actually the man with the push bike, with the gelato cart on the back of the push bike.
Good grief, he must have a cold bum.
It's a very groovy looking thing. it's magnificent. So sort of this cart on a bike.
That looks very nice.
Yeah, and you can actually hire it and have it out the front of your your house
event,
for
a
birthday party.
So it would be dry ice, I assume.
Yeah. Yes.
That he keeps everything cold with. Yeah. If he's mobile.
Oh, maybe a 10 amp power.
Yeah, maybe.
Refrigerator.
Yeah. And dry ice is very cool. Everyone's doing stuff with dry ice at the moment, including
dinner
at Heston by Heston Blumenthal, which has taken over the space at Fat Duck's Crown. They have these liquid nitrogen sort of ice cream trolleys wandering through the venue. It's quite
sexy.
Quite special. It is. So there's going to be lots and lots of people doing dessert stuff. And I have a question for you both, and it's a question on notice. So after we come back of our song and our next set of messages, there is very much an anti-sugar movement at the moment, because for years we've been told fat's bad, avocados are bad, bacon's bad, you know, wine's
bad.
Everything's bad for us. We know that sugar is bad for us when it's taken in highly processed forms and taken in very large quantities in
juice
our diet.
Boxes, stuff like
correct.
That.
So I sort of wonder, is what you do anathema to that? Is it difficult promoting what you do as far as dessert and sugar and ice cream go without kind of pissing off the anti-sugar movement? Because it is quite a movement. It is.
I don't agree with that. It's just like what you say before. We're in the city that loves coffee. We only drink good coffee, right? People outside Melbourne think we only drink good coffee, but there's drive-through around.
Correct.
You know what I mean? I don't want to categorize the dessert people as
your desserts are so beautiful, and there are sometimes food. You've got a huge there's sometimes foods. You know, you wouldn't eat one of your desserts, or mine desserts, every day.
No.
Yeah.
Because you've got such a huge fan base, you're always going to be busy, but it's not the same people coming in every day.
That's right.
Hopefully.
Yeah. But I don't agree with this anti-sugar movement. It's just.
No, it's just the new thing.
Look, we've got to have something to pick on all of the time. And of course, everything in moderation is what any.
Including moderation.
Yes, indeed. Is what any dietitian or nutritionist will tell you. Philippa, we were talking yesterday very briefly by text message about. The last time you were here, I think there was a bit of buble going on.
Oh, there's always buble when I'm here.
So we've decided to not have buble going on, and we've decided
Like your boob, don't you?
I love a boob. but we're going to go with something very different that sort of talks to our past as well. So a little bit of music, and then a couple of messages. We're going to come back and talk about all sorts of things that are dessert. You're on Cravings here on Joy 94.9. It's 25 minutes past one. And Philippa Sibley, if you don't dance in my studio, I'm upset.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Hi, I'm Manny Fellel, and you are with Pete Dillon on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you are, and you're with Philippa Sibley and Bernard Chu, also here on Cravings on Joy 94.9. That song was for you, Philippa. We were talking about disco. That is, yes, sir, I Can Boogie from Baccara, used in the Full Monty film as well.
That's right.
If you're trying to think of that reference, it was either going to be that or Abigail doing George Gainsbourg's Je T'aime, but then that's making me want to throw myself out the window. Bernard Chu is here from Luxbite, and we are looking this very second at a catalogue, the Christmas catalogue, and I have never seen so many beautiful things to eat.
Thank you.
These look beautiful. There's Santa hats and snowmen and
gold
Yule
macarons.
Logs and gold macarons with glitter business on them. Is that edible glitter?
No, you have to wipe it off first.
No, I want to know how glitter is edible. I know gold leaf is edible, but how do you get glitter edible?
No, which one is this you're talking about?
Oh, yeah, little gold macarons. They've got little glittery stars on them.
Yeah,
what's that business?
Just a food stylist.
Yeah.
Fancy
so
word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
food stylist.
We spray the macaron in gold.
In gold.
And yeah, the filling is amazing though. That's
whipped. What is the filling?
Peanut butter caramel with chocolate coated rice puff. Yeah.
Question for both of you. You know, we were taking that question on notice before, but I'm going to put that to the side now because I'm bored with it. Where does your inspiration come? Where do you there's no such thing as a new idea, as they've told us for years in food. But where does the inspiration from come from to create things? I want to go back to that Jamie program. He was making this carbonara dish, but instead of using cream and bacon and blah blah blah, he mushed some peas and had a little bit of yogurt, and it looked like I wanted to eat it. How do you take? I'm a chef and have been for many many years, but I wonder where your inspiration comes from to create something that is inherently new. I'm going to start with you, Philip, because you've been doing this probably
longer. Comes from all over the place, and like I've been writing a lot of things down because I'm writing a book. But I have to write things down because sometimes you think of something and it just disappears.
And at some point, dementia's going to get us, darling, too. We know that.
Yes, yeah. Yes. one of my products is going to be called the Ruby Rose. So the Ruby Rose, but with an H. So Ruby with an H.
Yep.
And it's going to be, the label's going to be a tattoo of a rose.
So. Right.
But it'll be rhubarb, rose geranium, rose petals and raspberries. So it sort of came, it's hard to say. I've been doing kind of that combination of rose. I love using rose geranium and I love using lemon verbena, and I like this time of the year is perfect for me because stone fruits are in and berries are coming in and mangoes and you know, it's really just, it's seasons kind of inspire me, seasons and classics with a twist, you know.
Bernard, you're sitting there nodding. Is that the same? Is it classics with a twist? So I want to go, you've got a the one you had on MasterChef, and I don't want to make too much of that, but it's got, you know, seven different layers and it looks really, really fun. And I think that's the thing about all of your food. It all looks like it's fun.
And hard.
Yeah. And bloody difficult.
It is a classic with a twist, that one. It's the opera cake technique, classic French cake with different lollies in it. Inspiration-wise, I came to Australia with a big mission.
Yes.
Because when I first arrived in Australia, all the dessert menu, you have to agree with me. Tea, black sesame, back to green tea, black sesame. It's like we only have two things back home.
Right.
I'm here. As soon as we have Lux Bite 5 years ago, we want to show to Australia, what else do we have? So we have tamarind. I start introducing tamarind into my dessert. You know, Sichuan pepper. A lot of Asian flavors. Now, Lux Bite is all about French technique with a lot of Asian flavors.
Mm-hmm.
So
that coconut jam, what's that called?
Kaya.
Kaya.
Yeah, I'm putting in a croissant tomorrow for Flower Market.
Yep, beautiful.
I'm making a kaya toast croissant. My inspiration comes from my childhood memory, what I grew up with, really to show people what's beside green tea and black sesame. So big mission, very big thing for me. 5 years ago, it was very hard. That's why I always take it very personally, this thing, because I have people come into the shop and say, we don't know what you try to do here. What is yuzu? Yuzu is the biggest thing now.
And everybody's using yuzu everywhere. I want to talk about...
Which is not native.
Janice Wong from the 2 a.m. Dessert Bar. Mm-hmm. There is also the dessert-only bar down at the Adelphi Hotel. Christy
Tanya.
Yeah. Anna Polavadu, who's doing her thing in Sydney. You know, there's a couple of people that come before you, like Zumbo and the incredible work that Darren Purchase at Birch and Purchase does. So dessert is sort of almost becoming this mythical beast of its own.
Yes.
Where we can have dessert without thinking about anything else. It's the new taco joint, or it's the new...
Bling.
And there's a lot of bling about dessert. Growing up, dessert was something that was generally British, stodgy, served with custard. For me, as a kid, that's what it was.
Yeah, well, you can reference, I mean, Australian Christmas is generally hot and people still have
plum pudding. Great big heavy puddings.
Yeah, yeah. So I always use panettone because it's only in season at Christmas time.
Mm-hmm.
And do, you know, I've done a stone fruit summer pudding instead of using berries, which is beautiful.
Yum.
With, you know, with... panettone instead of
bread.
Yeah.
I started for a couple of years. I've stopped doing it, but I will do it again. Certainly not this year because I'm not going to be in Melbourne or in Australia for Christmas. started making like an ice cream pudding that had ice cream and Baileys and all of the dried fruit and like the really boozy fruit and boozy prunes and that sort of stuff all through it, but it, with Baileys as well. And it was an ice cream dessert and it was really quite delicious.
Yeah, but it was.
And it's far more suited to our climate than a big heavy pudding.
Well, that's why I love Christmas in July.
Because then we can have spotted dick.
Yeah.
Which we won't start getting rude about. So I guess I'm trying to get to this point where we're seeing all of these dessert bars open and places like, you know, Janice Wong was here earlier in the year and she's an incredible little pocket rocket. I think I'd be scared to work for her because she's small, but I think she's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
And dessert has become much more than something that just goes into a bowl. It's incredible art, and you know, anyone that's watched MasterChef, particularly this last season with the Indonesian guy who was just what was his name? Reynolds.
He's opened something, hasn't he, in Sydney?
Dessert bar in Sydney. Yeah.
Phenomenal talent, and I'm just fascinated. I mean, I learned to do dessert, but I couldn't put that stuff together. How difficult is it to? Do you have to be really, really precise, or what's the key to getting dessert right? Either
well, he don't forget he only did one. He didn't have to cater for a dinner party for 12.
Correct.
Sorry, but you know what I mean. Some of the things he put up, it would be impossible for him to do unless he had a team.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's one thing about MasterChef as well. It's only one thing gets put up.
Mm.
So it's not realistic. I think he'd do really well though. He's very creative.
He is, and is that the key? As much as you have to
be a bit bonkers.
Craftsmen, you're also artists.
Mm.
Because there's the craftsman thing. You've got to make stuff. It's like a woodworker.
But you've got to be a scientist as well.
Yes, you do.
So yeah, it's we're better than the others, aren't we? We're better than just dumb old chefs.
Yeah. But Philip,
plus, I can.
I was going to say, you do a lot of savory stuff as well.
Amazing savory stuff.
Yeah. It's my, I mean, it's my preference to eat is savory.
It's savory because you don't have a sweet palate, do you?
Not at all. I mean, even just looking at this, it's absolutely stunning brochure. I'm feeling like I might go into diabetic shock, you know.
Because I also don't have a sweet tooth.
No, not at all. But it is the craft, and it's really fun to do. Desserts is stressed, spelt backwards.
I want to go back to that precision because it is very scientific. You've got to have exactly the right amount of glycerin or sugar or cocoa butter or whatever it is.
Yeah. Especially for myself, talk about precision. All my life, we work in, you know, fine dining environment.
Yep.
Before Lux Bite, which is a patisserie, I never work in a patisserie. So, you know, in a dessert world, we create a dessert, we put it on a plate nicely, and we know that someone's going to smash it or eat it, enjoy it in the next 5 minutes.
Throw
so we don't have to worry about how much gelatin to put in, you know?
It's not going to sit gelatin there for any amount of time. It's going to be consumed.
Or in the restaurant, if it's not enough gelatin, okay, let's serve it in a bowl. So we get away with a lot of things. But as soon as we have Lux Bite, I learn about how to construct a dessert where people need to take home.
Exactly.
Where it has a little bit of a shelf life.
Yep.
Yeah, and in restaurant, we can have different temperature in a plate of dessert, but in a cake shop, we can't.
Yeah, production, it's totally... I've just recently worked in a very busy production kitchen, and it's a whole different world.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of freezer action.
A lot. Yes. And do you have things like blast chillers that we see on the television, or are they a novelty?
And dough breaks.
Mm. Can't live without one of the blast freezers.
No. Mm. Irinox blast freezers.
So let's translate to that to what people will do at home. So they pick up your book, Philip, and most of the stuff that in your latest book in particular is about things that people can do in their own kitchen.
Yes,
because we don't have blast chillers and we don't have dough breaks and we don't have sous vide machines or those sorts of things. Mm. So replicating what's in your book is probably simpler than replicating what you're about to do. And people really can't replicate.
Well, equipment, it's an equipment issue as well. I mean, a lot of people don't have this equipment in their house. Mind you, the PacoJet that I'm very passionate about using is tiny. It's as big as a coffee machine. So it could be...
So we could have a Paco jet in our house.
Absolutely.
We'd need to win the lotto first, but...
No, yeah. the more they sell, the more that... I mean, And another problem is that the canisters that you need take up quite a lot of space. So that's another business idea. I've got to start selling canisters and swapping them over.
Right.
But, yep. So... Just working on that.
You seriously do have an attention deficit disorder.
Yes, yes.
We've talked a lot about the fun and the joy of sweets. What's the big challenge with producing desserts? And we're again talking probably from two different angles. The production and the precision is hard, and obviously looking at shelf life. But what's the biggest challenge? What's the thing that people come into the store and say, why can't I make this at home, or why can't I buy this more in why can't I buy it in Woolies?
Temperature.
Yeah.
Temperature and equipment and stuff like that. Storage.
I guess for us at Luxbite, the biggest challenge is how to make the Australian market be more open with flavors, with, you know, a lot of things. From day one, we have this macaron called bamboo. Oolong tea macaron. We use bamboo charcoal as a natural black color. I remember people didn't want it because they thought, why did you put charcoal in your macaron? And then Burger King put it in their burger bun.
And then we know it's time to stop eating it. the moment you can buy it in a fast food store in a drive-thru.
That sounds enticing to me. It does. I'd eat that.
Yeah.
17 minutes to two. We have not a great deal of time to go, and we've got to get another little track in that I've chosen for you as well, Philippa. A couple of messages, another track, and we'll be back with Philippa and Bernard. You're on Cravings on Joy 94.9. Of course, the Age Good Food Guide, the Age Good Food Month, I beg your pardon. Sweet Fest is on next week, and we'll have some more details for you. And reminder that throughout this week here on Joy 94.9, you can win double passes to go and attend Sweet Fest next weekend. It is 17 minutes to two.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Hi, I'm Heston Blumenthal. You're with Pete Dillon on Cravings on Joy 94.9.
That was, of course, that piece of music was Sweet Thing. You may have the Alison Moyet Foyer, which sits right out here at Joy 94.9, it's what I call it. Of course, that was from Yazoo, and it was from 1982, I think, the album You and Me Both. And that song was called Sweet Thing, of course, because we are talking sweet things. And I have two sweet things in the studio, the very sweet and very beautiful Philippa Sibley and the very sweet and very handsome Bernard Chu from Luxbite. Do you have a name for your new business, Philippa?
At this stage, PS, I think. It'll be PS. Productions.
Like, as in, right.
Yeah.
So, like, we should be playing PS, I Love You.
Yes. How remiss of you.
I know, but I didn't know what the... Because you know that song. Bette Midler did a really good version in a movie called For the Boys of PS, I Love You. Are you familiar with the song, or are you too young?
I'm not too young.
Yeah. Well, you need to listen to more Bette Midler. That's clearly the reason.
PS is very cool.
Yeah.
It's like postscript.
It just makes sense.
Before the end, there's something.
And in a really good font, it's going to be...
Something quite flamboyant, the font?
I'm actually thinking clunky old typewriter, maybe.
I know Philippa for a long time. Yeah. Actually, like proper type font.
Yeah.
Simple.
Classy is called.
Classic.
Classic, yes. Yeah. So Sweet Fest next weekend is happening at the Meat Market, which is in North Melbourne. And there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So I want to talk a little bit about Big Gay Ice Cream, because I don't know if either of you have been to Big Gay Ice Cream in New York.
Well, I haven't, but I'm...
Looking forward to it.
I am so excited. So these two guys, a couple of bears, basically, have this really cool ice cream shop in New York. They do huge things. It's called the Big Gay Ice Cream Store. They're arriving. One arrives tomorrow night and one arrives on Monday night. So Doug and Brian. And they're going to be the sort of the feature act at Sweet Fest next weekend. So on Thursday, they will be on Drive with me, but with Chris and Cam, right here on Joy 94.9. And there are tickets all week that we'll be giving away to Sweet Fest. So stay tuned to this very station through the week. Now, I'm going to get you guys to tell me about some of the other people that are doing some demos and stuff, because it's very, very exciting. Let's talk a little bit about Catherine Sabbath. She is from Sydney. How much do you know about Catherine?
I met Catherine at the shop.
Yes.
She has become very big now. still very friendly. I like Catherine because she used to be a primary school teacher.
Mm.
So everybody gets equal attention from her.
Right. And she's doing really clever-looking desserts, similar to what you're doing. But I think there's probably a bit more of an element of fun in hers. I think is that fair?
Yeah, very fun. Mine looks very serious. I'm joking.
No, yours are fun. And
very colourful from Catherine. Mm. Because that's her... her character is like this. This is very Catherine.
Yeah, so that's Catherine Sabbath. So she's doing some bits and pieces at the festival. Also, Pierre Olofs, who many will know, who's doing some his dessert nights. He's currently, I think, at Fancy Nance in Sathyara.
Sathyara, yes.
Which is one of Zumbo's
high
places, named for his mum, doing those dessert evenings, because he is a dessert chef. And he was sort of, to my mind, and I don't want to disrespect anybody else that does it, but he was sort of that first dessert degustation chef where we could go and actually sit and have seven courses of dessert.
That's right.
Yep. And not end up in a diabetic coma. So he's obviously doing some demos. And the Snickers dessert, the very famous
goodness,
Snickers dessert.
That bloody thing. It's like Charlie Sheen. Miley Cyrus. Should have its own bloody Coke dealer or something.
It should.
It's own agent.
This is your... you are known as Dessert Queen Philippa, so it's... I think we should just call you Queen Philippa and all bow before you rather than the chairman.
Chairman.
I like chairman.
It has to be the chairman.
Because I'm going to have to sit down all the time. So, I've been standing up for 30 years.
The chairman ruled
the world. I can sit down now.
And I bet you... Do you have varicose veins?
No, I've been really lucky with my legs and feet. Very lucky. But despite standing on chef's buttons in the middle of the night for years.
Well, you were saying before they're worse than Lego.
Worse than Lego,
not quite as bad
as Barbie shoes, but I had a boy, so that's all right.
Boys can play with Barbies. Have you seen that ad that they've been talking about all week out of America? There's a new Moschino Barbie, and there's a young boy in there who gets very excited, and Moschino Barbie is fierce. and there was a bit of sort of talk about it in the US that it was a bit unnecessary. Anywho, you can Google that in your own time. Lots and lots of... very clever people, and I think, we talked about ice cream before, and ice cream is also becoming a bit of the new taco, isn't it?
Yeah, I hope so.
It's very, very, very big. Our good friend N2 is going to be there, liquid nitrogen.
Yes.
Gelato.
Okay.
Yeah, very clever.
Now, sorry, that's who? Let's have a look.
N2, number 12.
Number 12. See, you can tell I've got the website open. So N2, the extreme gelato people.
Yes.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
Are they up here? Have they got a shop up here? In Bourke Street?
No.
No. Okay, where different one. Whoops. I don't go
so
into...
So all of their stuff is done with liquid nitrogen, yeah?
Yes. So made on the spot for you.
Excellent. Right there. So you can choose your flavours and you can choose what's in it. It's all very exciting. So it's going to be a great big weekend of
all things sweet.
Yeah. Philippa, you're correct. So just in Sutherland Street, which runs off... Runs between Latrobe and Lonsdale, or Latrobe and Little Lonsdale, I think that would be.
Okay.
At the back of the Emporium near Melbourne Central, there is an N2 gelato store. The other one is in Brunswick Street in Fitzroy.
Awesome. I'll walk past it on my way home.
You can indeed. And you stop yourself, get a bit of ice cream. Get a bit of an idea of what they're doing to make sure you're doing equally as good. Are you excited? What's the biggest challenge with the new store?
Well, it's not it doesn't have a kitchen.
Right.
So there's going to be a lot of faring, but it's I don't know. I'm just excited. I just think it's going to be fabulous, and I just hope a lot of my friends come down there and
of course
hang out. And it's very, very, very sorbet, very fruit driven, and quite healthy. Because I'm using the machine that I use, I literally don't need to add much sugar at all. So it's all. It's all natural sweetness
and
love.
Is there plans to extend Luxbite to a second or third store?
We have a second store in the city.
Rush.
It's called Tea by Luxbite. Tea stands for tart. So
Rush.
In the city, we try to sell different products so that we don't look like a franchise.
So we can go and find some tarts in the city. Take you back to the 80s.
Hopefully, we have Chocolate by Luxbite soon. Again, pushing the concept of French technique with Asian flavors, and then hopefully we have a gelato as well, G by Luxbite, one day. So
So you're taking over the world, but it's going to be the world by Lux Bite.
I'm going to use all the alphabet from A to Z, hopefully.
What's Z by Lux Bite? What are you going to sell in there?
I don't know.
I'm sure you'll come up with something. Things that have Z in them, like yuzu and marzipan.
There you go.
So there you go. I am a creative burst of energy waiting right here. We have to have a couple more messages and then we'll come back and we'll have to say do the plugs and say goodbye. You're on Cravings here on Joy 94.9, where it is currently 5 minutes to wine time.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
It is 2 minutes to two and we have to say goodbye. Sweetfest is on next week. It's happening at the meat market in North Melbourne. You can go to Good Food Guide. I've got to stop saying the Good Food Guide. It is the Good Food Month, the Age Good Food Month, which is on now. It's going through to the end of November. Goodfoodmonth.com /Sweetfest. So you can find out all about Sweetfest. And I need to say thank you to Asha and the team at Good Food Month for making today happen. I also need to say thank you to you, Philippa Sibley.
Thank you.
Details of your new venture. If are you going to have a little website? Can people find out a little bit about you?
Yes, I do have one that's in construction. Right. And I'm now on Instagram. Shock
people
horror.
Can find you on Instagram at Philippa Sibley.
I think everyone needs to follow Philippa Sibley on Instagram because she posted 34 photos in 1 week.
I had to catch up.
Well, yes, you had. Exactly. People can follow you there. Of course, they can just follow you in the Age. We keep reading about you. And I'm sure this is going to be a wonderful experience. Congratulations on on being there. And we'll all come to visit. Is there any chance that it's going to extend beyond the pop-up? Or will it stay
definitely
popped up forever?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, if people support you. And, of course, Lux Bite and your tea by Lux Bite. Mm-hmm. Where will we find Lux Bite, first of all? In South Yarra, where?
38 Tourette Road.
Excellent.
If you know
opposite Francois.
Just opposite Francois.
Excellent. And the one in the city is?
On Flinders Lane, yes. Not at the Andrew McConnell end.
All right, at the other end of Flinders Lane.
We don't want to say shit end, but it's up and coming end.
No, it's the non-Paris end, let's keep it nice. It's only 10 seconds left to go. I need to say thank you to Mushin and all of the team. I need to thank you for your company next week. Big Gay Ice Cream, Magnus Nielsen and Lance Rosen. I'm sending you travelling now with Russ and Joe and Mark. Have a very pleasant afternoon and we'll do this again next week. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.